who wouldn't want a beautiful Vietnamese woman sitting there, like, soaking your hands in olive oil?
That would be
or
great.
Whatever,
that would be a great marathon olive, moment.
You know?
That would be. That's a great idea for the marathon. So, Ken, are you really looking at edible underwear?
Edible crotchless gummy panties.
Yeah, but I can't order it because then I'm on some mailing list.
Oh,
then and they're recommending stuff.
Oh, like, and you're now, not and on you, there already.
And you can't make a donation to WCBN because then
yeah,
you'll be
I'm
on
their
mailing list.
Exactly.
Everything's
exactly.
a mail. Everything's a mailing list with you. All right, thanks, Gers.
I don't have a problem.
All right, we'll see you guys soon.
I don't have a problem being on the Zagnuts mailing list.
Here we go. Instant underpants. Just add water.
There it is.
How does that work?
Yeah, well, we may never know. We may die without knowing
how
that works.
Oh, I understand. I see how it works. Okay. It's desiccated edible underwear.
Hey, I don't usually do impressions, but can I do an impression of the coroner, of the medical examiner, looking at your body this year when you die this year? May I do a quick impression
yeah,
of him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that edible underwear? That's my impression of him. Checking you out.
So
can we bury him in that?
So I'm going to die with the edible underwear on?
Wouldn't that be the worst way to... Wouldn't that be your last thought on Earth? Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm wearing edible underwear.
Does the edible underwear somehow cause my death?
I believe it did.
How?
And that's how the mystery writers, the writer's room works. It begins with like ideas like that.
I see.
Killer edible underwear.
So maybe the underwear attracted a attracted a wild animal.
Exactly. Yes.
To my crotch area.
It's edible underwear. You know who loves edible underwear?
Who?
Tigers, wild tigers.
Hyenas.
Hyenas. Yeah. 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 Great white sharks.
Hi, you're on the air.
If we could convince our victim to go swimming wearing edible underwear off the coast of Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Baby.
Or maybe he's wearing the edible underwear just to mess around, and he forgets he's wearing it, and he goes for a swim.
There you go. That's how you write Jaws 7.
Hi, you're on the air.
Jaws 7. This time, it's stupid.
Hey, WFMU is next to a post office, right?
Yes, we are.
Yep. Half a block.
If you're worried about mailing lists, could you go over there and just buy $67 worth of stamps that Ken can use?
What a great idea. Would you like that, Ken? A book of stamps, $67 worth of stamps.
And they're forever stamps, so they will go up in value.
Oh, tell me about it, man. We invested in forever stamps when they first came out. That was when they were really low.
That's right.
Man,
I'm sure it goes up faster than inflation.
Oh, my God. We made so much money.
Yeah.
We should take those forever stamps and buy some Bitcoin. That's what we should
also
do.
There's a plan. Yeah. I think we should... Take those forever.
All right,
stamps,
thank you, caller.
Buy some Bitcoin, cash out the Bitcoin, and invest in Zagnuts.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, $67 gift certificate for Iris Records.
Iris Records gift certificate.
Where is Iris Records?
In Jersey City.
Would you like that?
Not as much as CBN.
CBN, fine. I'm so mad at my wife, but she and her donation ideas.
Thank you, Iris Records. What's the address over there at Iris Records? He's gone. Okay. Trying to help out Iris Records.
Tell me why CBN is a worthy
Because I was program director there.
Yeah.
And I did a show there for 5 years.
Okay.
And
is it associated with the university still?
Yeah, it's the University of Michigan.
Well, then what do they need money for?
It's tax deductible.
But what do they need money for? That they must have $1 billion endowment at that university.
Oh, bigger than that.
Okay,
Are you kidding me?
What the hell do they need my nickels and dimes?
They don't give their little student radio station any money.
No, you don't. You mean they don't give their student radio station enough money
When I was there, they gave us hardly any money. I think they gave us $30,000.
Are they soliciting for donations?
They are going to be later this month if they're not already.
But why can't the university take care of them? Just with the interest they make on their endowment.
No
for
kidding.
For 20 minutes.
Tell me about it.
I know.
Oh, it looks like CBN is fundraising right now.
Dear God. God help us.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's what I want for my birthday.
Are they wearing edible underwear?
I want Jim Manheim. No. Oh, he's dead. It doesn't say whether he died from edible underwear or not.
Yeah, he went all Robert Duvall on us.
Yeah. Oh, look, they have all sorts of polka shows.
Oh, dear God.
There's a polka show. The polka program's on right now.
But I'd be on their mailing list. They'd hit me up every year.
Nah.
What if I can't intercept the mail? What if Beth gets it?
She'll write
him a check every year.
Yeah, you asked me what I wanted. This is what I want.
Yeah, but when I asked you what you wanted, you know what I wanted you to say.
What?
Bag full of flies to go fly fishing.
Nope, I want you to make a donation in my name to WCBN.
Fine, I will.
WCBN.org.
Fine, I will. I love
it. Oh, and get me a t-shirt, too.
Fine.
Size large.
Large t-shirt.
And have it all sent to my house in Weehawken.
Fine. Hey, wait, if I put it in your name, will you get all the mail going forward?
I hope so, yeah. I already do.
And you're telling me they have polka shows.
You're
not making that up.
No, I'm not making that up.
And they
really
have dead DJs on their roster.
Yes.
And polka shows.
Yep, and that's how long they've been on the air.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
And Gers did a show there. I did a show there. Uh-huh. Rob Weisberg from WFMU did
a
show there.
So it's really the spiritual grandfather of WFMU.
Well, I wouldn't say they're our grandfather.
I know you wouldn't,
we've been on the air longer than they have, but it's a sister station. Let's put it that way. Not grandfather, sister.
And do they play crap also? Did they inherit that?
Oh, tons of it. Just like us. Sometimes the same crap. It's incredible.
Okay, WCBN, $67.
WCBN.org. It's my alma mater.
All right, fine.
And, you know, I've given money to them many times, and to tell you the truth, they don't mail me. They don't send me.
You mean they're not organized enough?
Maybe,
maybe
that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Because very, very few days go by where I don't get mail from FMU.
No. Oh, hey, we're out of time. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
Why don't you make a real wish before we...
I wish to live to 105 years old with all my faculties.
And may the last voice you hear be Irwin's.
Fine.
Fine.
Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
On tape, because he died.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the opening and singing spotlight of the show, would you please put your hands together and welcome Mr. John L. Sullivan.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me. This dream I have, the being alive, I've gotta be me. Yes, I've gotta be me. This dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, it's waiting for me. If I heed the call, settle down or settle for less. As long as there's a chance I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I've gotta be me. Try to do it or die. I've gotta be me. Knowing, but still I know it's going strong. 'Twas in the spring, and spring became the summer. You'd have believed you'd come along. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you? To believe they never
the end is near. So I face this final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. But more, much more than this, I've done it my way. Regrets? Yes, I've had a few. But then again, they've been too few to mention. I've always done what I've had to do. I've tried to see it through without exemption. I've even planned each charted course, each careful step along life's byways and more. Much more than this, I've done it. Times, I'm sure that you knew that I bit off much more than I could chew. Yet through it all, when there was doubt, I just ate it up and spit it out. I'd face them all. I've even cried, had my fill, my share of losing. And now as tears subside, somehow I find it all most confusing. Just to think I've done all that. And may I say, not in a shy way.
Hi everybody, welcome to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming. We just heard John L. Sullivan. John was started singing as a boy soprano at the age of 11 during his enlistment in the British Army. He was the featured vocalist with the military band, the King Hussars. After leaving the service, he went got a job in a West End musical, Wedding in Paris. Then he turned to a solo career. He was entertaining American servicemen in Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Holland, Greece, Crete, French Morocco, Turkey, and Italy. And then he worked every night spot in the United Kingdom. It was during a trip down under to Australia that during the voyage there, he was first offered a position as cruise director with the Norwegian Caribbean Lines, and he's in fact recorded here live on the MS Skyward. Is now in his fourth year at sea. And we heard him do, he started with I Gotta Be Me, strong version of that one, went into Sweet Caroline with some really excellent low bass notes, and finished it up with My Way, because, you know, that's what you have to do. Started the set with Don Hayes, the Mr. Lucky theme from his art record. And the John L. Sullivan was also on Souvenir Records, which is a subsidiary of Art. It was the label that put out most of their records that were recorded on the cruise ships. Okay, so let's get into the next act for the night, which is a band called Jenny and the Galleons. They are a California-based band featuring Jenny Greer and her husband Rex Galleon. This is the only album they did. This and two singles on their own label. Jenny put out a bunch of singles herself between 1953 and 57 on Decca in a band called The Three Dons and Jenny. And Rex, her husband, really interesting guitar player. Talk about him a little bit more after their little set here. But let's start off. And this is an older record. This was 1963. So it's a true earlier kind of lounge thing. And we're going to start off with them doing I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me. Waits there.
I can feel
dark in the sun like the tide at its ebb. I am at peace in the web of your arms.
Lazy river, where the robins song, how great's the bright tomorrow, come on, we'll overlong, blue skies up above, everyone's in love, up a lazy river, how happy we could be, up a lazy river where
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge on WFMU. We just heard Jenny and the Galleons. And, yeah, her voice is amazing. Really nice, really smoky, as someone pointed out. And her husband, his guitar playing is just really cool. I mean, he's got a thing. It says here on their liner notes that Rex and Jenny Galleon call Covina, California their home. Here's where they're able to rest up for a few days between engagements, away from the bright lights of such famous night spots as the Sands and the Riviera and the Sahara Hotels in Las Vegas and the North Shore Hotel and Harvey's Hotel at Lake Tahoe, the Olympic Hotel in Seattle, and Desi Arnaz Hotel in Palm Springs. This album was recorded live at the Covina Bowl in Covina, California, where the acoustics were just right for this recording. And the other interesting thing about Rex is he apparently worked with Leo Fender, and it was kind of his idea with the Stratocaster to sculpt away the body, the way it's contoured, was Rex's idea. And Leo gifted him the number 1001 blonde Stratocaster, and that guitar eventually ended up in David Gilmour's guitar collection. All right, so coming up next, we have a band called Johnny, Mike, and Bill. And they're another California-based band. It says, Johnny, Mike, and Bill, three daring young men, in that they present themselves in recorded musical form with no thought of style or current trend other than to truthfully present a fraction of their many phases. And the record is called The Many Phases of Johnny, Mike, and Bill. The exciting arrangements and instrumental backgrounds are all being done by the boys themselves, left only the addition of their fabulous vocal talents to make a truly remarkable entertainment package. This is the only record they ever made, and B-Sharp Records had like two or three releases only. The only other guy I could find any info about was Bill Collier. He was in a Pennsylvania band called The Furies, and he later put out a solo album. But this is it for Johnny, Mike, and Bill. So let's start with their version of Roger Miller's King of the Road, which is one of those, you know, songs that does show up fairly often on Lounge Records. And yeah, these guys have a very kind of cool style. So let's start off with Johnny, Mike, and Bill from their album, The Many Phases of Johnny, Mike, and Bill, with King of the Road.
For sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know engineer on every train, all the children and all of their names, and locked it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of cushion room buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road, trailer for sale or rent.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big.
There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend.
Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at your gate, my friend,
invite her in without a second look. You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu, alone in the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, right away you can tell that this could be the start of something big.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Just give your heart to me and see.
This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try romance with me and see.
There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look. You're up in an aeroplane, or dining at Zari's, or lying at Malibu, alone in the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away something.
This could be the start of something.
This could be a part of something big.
Should know. He is so that everything is just
alright.
When he's out, he loves to do the twist and cha-cha-cha. And what's more, he's not by any means a bore.
If you don't know Joe, this is how you know. He works right across the way. This is all we'll say.
So be smart and meet the only one who has this art. So you'll know what made us want to write this tune.
Hey, well, hey, well, hey, well, hey, well, what do you know?
Thank you.
meet the only one who has this heart. So you'll know what made us want to write this tune. Cha-cha!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we just heard Johnny, Mike, and Bill. They started off with King of the Road, followed by This Could Be the Start of Something Big, and finished it off with an original written by Mike called Jolly Joe. It's quite a song. That was on their own B-Sharp Records, their only record, only album, I think, for the label. Yeah, those guys are really cool. And they dress really well, too. If you check out the front cover, they've got like a nice matching bow tie look. All right, so let's get another set in here. We've got this band called The Onstage Majority. And they're from Illinois. Schaumburg, Illinois. They did three albums, all on their own label, a label called OSM Records. And it was recorded in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, at a studio called Castle Studios. And, you know, they're definitely like a horn band and doing some songs that I don't normally hear bands do, so it was one of the things that really attracted me to play this one for you. And we're going to start off with the song Angie Baby. So from their self-titled album, here's The Onstage Majority from 1974 with Angie Baby.
see a blind man cross a road, try to make the other side. Ever see a young girl growing old, try to make herself look right. What becomes of you, my love, when the finally lay out the handbag and the glad rag that your granddad's what to buy? Once I was a young man and all I thought I had to do was smile. You are still a young girl and you bought up everything that's in style. Won't you think you're in really out? Cause you don't know a single thing about handbags and the glad rags that your bandits were to buy.
Sex machine, all them chicks. Damn right. Who's a man who won't cop out when the danger all about? Can you dig it? Right on. They say they can't shave in the bed. Shad. He's a complicated man, no one understands him but me. We'll be right back.
Everybody, you're listening to 21 Lounge. In the background, we hear Don Clayton from his album The Gourmet Touch doing a theme from The Godfather. And before that, Lulu's Back in Town. And the set before that, we were listening to The Onstage Majority, starting with Angie Baby. And then they did a version of Handbags and Glad Rags, followed by the theme from Shaft, and finish that set out with Beginnings. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We've got the marathon coming up in a couple of weeks, and just found out that my guest host on the first show is going to be Becky. Yay! So that'll be fun. And up in Studio B right now, trying to get used to the set of controls up here for that spectacle. And stay tuned for Becky, Honky Tonk Radio Girl, followed by Sydney from 9 to midnight. And as usual, you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Just going to let Don Clayton take us out here for a couple more minutes, and stay tuned for Becky.
Honky-tonk radio girl, hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your home. Honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. My name is Becky, and I play country music for you every week from 8 to 9 p.m. This week being no exception. First of all, I want to thank Sean Kershaw. I got to do a little Johnny Cash birthday show over the weekend. And that was really, really fun. Saw a lot of Hank Saloon alums, if any of y'all used to haunt that place like I did. It was much more civilized than Hank's, though. I will say that. I just brought some records I wanted to listen to, so let's start with Carl Smith. You're listening to WFMU.
Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Oh, buddy, I've seen you winking your eyes at the dolly I've got with me. I'll whittle you down to a punier size if you don't let her be. She's pretty and cute as a dog can be. She's loving and cuddling, too. But her cuddlesome charms are only for me and not for the likes of you. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Oh, buddy, I've seen you making your play for the baby doll on my arm. Better back up and get out of my way. I'd hate to do you harm. I'll give you a hint that'll help you a lot. Get a doll's all your own. I'll give you most anything I've got, but leave my baby alone. Back good buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine. Why, I'm a little bit jealous too. So back away, boy, don't give her the eye. Don't make me mad at you. I never have been the troublesome kind, but it's never too late to start. And trouble is what the joker will find that flirts with my sweetheart. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. I know you want her, but the answer is no, sir. Back up, buddy, don't you come any closer. She's mine, all mine.
I'm getting tired of your cheating and misbehaving, throwing your wildcat fits to romping and raving. You look for me when sugar sweet loving you're craving, but I'll be gone a long time gone. Just like a whirlwind, I'll take my flight. It could be any time, morning, noon, or in the middle of the night. I'm fed up with hearing you say you doubt me, saying them good for nothing things about me. When you ain't worth a wooden nickel without me. When I'm gone, I'll be a long time gone. If you don't miss me, you'll miss my money. When I'm gone,